Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I messed up big time.
Welcome to Victorious Living. We were having audio problems, but we thank God. We thank God that we are here. Yes, yes, yes. We thank Him. We thank Him. We bless you and we welcome you to Victorious Living. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. We just thank God. Yes, yes, yes. We thank Him. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Master. We thank You for this day. We thank You for this opportunity. We thank You for this moment, God, that You alone have allowed us to come together. Master, we are just grateful for all the things that You do, oh God. The blessings that You give us, God, are unsurmountable, oh God. And we are just grateful to You today, God, for just allowing us to see this day, for allowing us to be able to speak and breathe, oh God, and have eyes that we can see. Oh God, we are grateful today. We ask You, Master, in the name of Jesus, to allow us to teach Your word, God. Allow us to bring clarity, oh God, to Your word. And we're going to be careful to give You all the praise. We're going to give You all the honor in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. And we thank God for you again. And, of course, again, we were having audio problems. But however, we bless God. We bless Him. And we're going to move as quickly as possible. And what we don't complete, we will see you again on next Friday. Our word tonight is doubt. Doubt. Doubt has been around the block and back. Been around. Many years, been around. It's nothing new. Doubt has been around. Yes, yeah, some of us may see doubt standing. May see it standing, waiting to tug us, to pull us. Yeah, some of us may run fast away from doubt. But some may stay. Some may stay and entertain doubt. Yeah, some may do that. Persons who possess neither faith nor knowledge, and who are of a doubting nature, they suffer a downfall. Everyone handles doubt in a different way. Everybody experiences doubt. At some point or some time or another in their life, you have experienced doubt. Yes, that comes real quietly. It makes no noise, no sound. And all of a sudden you realize that doubt is present. Huh? Think about it. Think about it. Doubt. That's our word. Yeah, yeah. So let's be clear about doubt. Doubt-minded and faith-minded, they cannot be partners. They cannot be partners. Not unless you're walking in an unstable mind. As James chapter 1, verse 8 says, a double-minded man, he's unstable in all his ways. Well, then doubt and faith can walk together because you're having faith and then you have doubt. And so you're unstable. Yeah. So this is where the unstableness comes in. But we're talking about doubt. Let's go quickly to Psalm 73. Psalm 73. And like I said, we're going to try and get in as much as possible, but we will pick up where we leave off because this is something that is very important. Doubt. And Psalm 73, it says, surely God is good to Israel, even to such us are of a clean heart. Surely God is good to Israel. Mm-hmm. He's good to us. Yes. Us who have a pure heart. A pure heart. We're sincere. Mm-hmm. Verse 2. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My step had well nigh slipped. My step. You know, when you're walking in Christ, you're in a tune. You're at a beat. Yeah. You have a certain stride that you engage in walking with Christ. Yeah. But what we're going to see here is David is talking to us. And David, just like anyone else, just like all of us, is experiencing some doubt here. So here we see in verse 3, it says, for I was envious at the foolish. Think about that. Think about that. I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Oh, God, think about what he's saying. I was foolish when I looked at how the wicked, how they prosper, how they have cars, how they have homes, how they have all this thing, how they have minks, how they have gorgeous rings and diamonds, and they look so pretty. I was envious. Look at that. Can you see yourself? Can you see yourself? Verse 4 says, and there are no hands in their debt, but their strength is firm. And this is what we see. We see it. It's so plain. And the same strategy that Satan has used for years and centuries and years on us. He's used it on us, and he's using it on the next generation. We see all this, and it looks so good. Yeah, think about it. You're not by yourself. Doubt has come to all of us. We all have looked at it. We all have stared at it at some point, at some time. Yeah, doubt. Verse 5 says, they are not in trouble as others, as other men. Neither are they smitten with plagues like other men. They're not sick. You don't see them sick. If they're sick, they go somewhere and they're quiet or they're secluded. We don't see it. Yeah, we don't see it. It seems like they're never in trouble. If they're in trouble, they're out real quick. Yeah, and we wonder, how could that happen? Yet and still, we're striving. We're trying to do the right thing, and yet we're constantly paying the cost. We're dealing with sicknesses. We're dealing with illnesses. You know, I've heard some of the moms say how they pray for the children, and they desire for God to do certain things in their lives, and it seemed like it's taking so long. Listen to this. David, this is what David is saying. Doubt. Doubt is coming. Doubt may not be at your door now, but doubt will surely come. Verse 6, therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covered them as a garment. That's their lifestyle. Violence, killing, beatings, shootings. This is their lifestyle. And here we are. We try to do the right thing. We're trying to so hard to do the right thing, not rob a bank, not kill someone over money, not kill or rob someone in their home. We desire not to do those things, huh? Verse 7 says, their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They have more. They have plenty. They have more than enough. And this is what we see. We see this, and we're looking. We're looking. We're looking. Are we watching the enemy too hard? Are we looking too hard? Verse 8 says, they are corrupt and speak wicked concerning oppression. They speak with malice. Yeah. They are the wicked ones. Mm-hmm. They have foul tongues. And they enjoy. They take pleasure in oppressing those who are less fortunate. Are you listening to me? They sit there, their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues walk it through the earth. Yeah. They say negative things towards God. They say negative things towards his people. They say negative things towards the church. Verse 10, therefore, her people turned, hittered, and watered a full cup are wrenched out of them. A full cup. What are we saying here? Mm-hmm. Therefore, turn to them, and they drink up the waters of abundance. See, they're corrupted, but yet and still it seems like they're prospering. Yeah, nothing is harming. Nothing is happening to them. And we're watching, and we're looking. David, he's watching and he's looking. Yeah. Could it be that sometimes we watch the enemy too hard? We study him too hard? We have taken our eyes off of God? Look at this. Verse 11. And they say, how do it God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? So we see doubt. Whenever we hear the questions, we have doubt. We're beginning to doubt. Yeah, and we're doubting because we're taking our eyes off of God. Our eyes have been taken off of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Off the Most High. Verse 12 says, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. We see this. We see it all the time. They're carefree. They could care less about someone in need. They could care less about health care of someone who needs health care. Think about it. Verse 13 says, verily I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hand in innocency. Then in vain have I cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocency. Have I done this in vain? These are questions that David is beginning to ask. He's beginning to go into doubt. He's beginning to wonder. Now, we know that as believers in Christ, there is no need to wonder. Huh? Look, verse 14 says, for all the days long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Every morning my feet hit the floor. I'm chastened. I'm running. Every day I'm dealing with a plague. Verse 15 says, if I say I will speak, thus, behold, I should offend against generations of thy children. If I would speak up, I would speak about the way, the true feeling, I would offend many. If I would be honest, many would be harmful of what I would say. Many would hurt because of the way I feel. Doubt is showing up. Doubt is, verse 16 says, when I thought to know this, it was too painful. When I thought about it, it was too painful for me. Just looking at everything I see and feeling so painful for me, it became so painful. Yeah, doubt is actually sitting at the table with me. Doubt is present. doubt is in my conversation. I have allowed doubt to come in my thoughts. Are you listening to me? Verse 17 says, until I went into the sanctuary. Glory to God. Did you hear what I said? Until I went, where did I go? I went into the presence of God. Hallelujah. When I went into the presence, when I went into the presence of an almighty God, when I went into the dwelling place, hallelujah, glory to God, when I got in there, when I begin to stretch out, glory to God, oh, hallelujah, when I stretched out on him, when I kneeled down in his presence, oh, glory to God, there was no room for doubt. Doubt had to go. Doubt had to leave that very second. Doubt had to go. Listen at this. Verse 18 says, surely thou doest set thee in slippery places. Thou cast them down into destruction. Now, this is what we see. And we may not see it that very moment. We may not see it maybe years. But this is the ultimate. This is the ultimate. It says, surely set them in a slippery place. A slippery place. A place that's unstable. A place that is wishy-washy. We've seen that. And a place where they're always going down and down and down. And a place of final destruction. This is what we see. Yeah. Yeah. If we really look with our spiritual eyes, this is what we see. Yeah. Doubt. Doubt can take us. It can take us away. It can take us far away from God. Verse 19 says, "You, how are they brought unto desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with terror." They're consumed with it. Yes, they're consumed. They're destroyed. Yes, yes. Completely destroyed. Glory to God. Huh? But we don't see that. We don't see that. We're looking. We're not using our spiritual eyes to see. Verse 22, I dropped down. Verse 22 says, so foolish was I. So he has to admit he was foolish. He was foolish to think. He was foolish to even entertain doubt. This is what he's saying. Foolish. Foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a breath before thee. Then I was senseless and I was ignorant. And I was of a beast before thee. A beast. I was that way before the Almighty God. When I allowed doubt to come in, when I allowed doubt to penetrate my thought process, when I allowed doubt to get into my spirit, man. But 23 says, nevertheless, I am continuously with thee. Thou hast hold me by my right hand. Glory to God. Now, I know you know what that means. I mean, God is still loving me. Yeah, God is still patient with me. Glory to God. Even though I may be looking over the wrong way, but God is showing me that here he is. Here I am. I'm right here. This is the faith walk. This is the walk that you must take. 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Glory to God. That's the ultimate. That's the ultimate walk, huh? Being received into glory by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 25 says, whom have I in heaven but thee? who is in heaven other than his Lord, his son Jesus? Who is in heaven? That's for me. Yeah, and there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. Glory to God. That's when I come to myself. I come to myself, y'all. I got to come to myself. 26 says, my flesh and my heart, they fail. Our God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. My flesh has the ability to tell me to doubt. Are you listening to me? Yeah, my flesh, it tells me to doubt. Yeah. But it never happens. It never happens. I will trust God. I'm going to trust him. Yeah, I may doubt for a little while. I may doubt for a moment. But I'm going to eventually. I'm going to ultimately trust God. Yeah, yeah. Are you listening to me? It's not over. It's not over until God says it's over. 27, for lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou shalt destroy all them that go a whoring from thee. Sleeping around from one God to another, from one God to another God, huh? Never at peace, never having happiness, never having a relationship and a holy God. Are you listening to me? 28. But it is good. It is good for me to draw nigh. It's good for me to draw near to God. Because I have put my trust, glory to God. Are you listening? I done put my trust where? My trust is in him. Him who never fails. Him who never gives up on me. Him who loves me unconditionally. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you for this word, God. Ooh, I have to praise God. Praise him right now. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. But it is good for me to draw nigh. Draw near to God. Because I have put my trust in the Lord. The God that I may declare all thine works. All his works. Glory to God. Glory to God. When I come to myself, listen to this, and really think things over, waiting buys me. Are you listening to me? Waiting prunes me. Glory to God. Waiting teaches me how to have a strong faith walk. Hallelujah. And waiting, yeah, I can actually disassociate myself with doubt. Hallelujah. And I can draw that faith, draw faith nearer to me. Hallelujah. When I keep trusting in God, when I keep relying on him and not looking at what the enemy, not looking at what the enemy has, not looking at what he's doing, not looking at how he is prospering. Because what we must remember, it's all vain. Yeah, that's vain. That's only temporary. Are you listening to me? But we're focusing on a true and a loving God who has prepared a place. A place. Gold. Come on. The streets. Yeah, they're gold. The trees. The tree. Yes, the tree. That's for the healing of a nation. Are you listening to me? There's no need to worry about health care. Huh? No need to be concerned about health care. Yes, but this is the tree that for the healing of a nation. A nation of us. Glory to God. And he has prepared this place. The rivers that would flow. Rivers flowing. Oh, glory to God. This is what we're waiting for. This is what we're staying fast for. Yes. This is where the joy of the Lord is really going to be our strength. The joy is going to be there. Day after day after day, we will have joy. Glory to God. No matter what we see today, no matter how much the enemy tries to come and plague us with doubt, we're going to trust God. We're going to make a decision to walk by faith and not by sight, no matter what we see, no matter what's going on, that we will trust God. Hallelujah. Anybody with me? I thank God. I thank him. Yeah, because in the moment that I may entertain, the moment I entertain doubt, he still loves me. Glory to God. He still loves me, I said. Yeah. Yeah. He still loves me. I repent and I ask him, oh God, please forgive me, God. Forgive me. Forgive me, oh God. And bring me back into right standards with you, oh God. Forgive me. Yeah. Forgive me of the desire that I thought, the upsetment that I felt, the doubt that came in, oh God. Forgive me. And the God that I'm talking about, he will put us in right standard with him. Yes, he's waiting. He's waiting on all of us to repent. Yeah, because many times we deal with doubt. And we deal with doubt, and then after we deal with doubt, we go on and we forget that we had doubt all during the day. And doubt came and entertained us. And we allowed it to come and sit with us. We allowed it to lay in the bed with us. We allowed it to sit and eat with us. We did it. So we have to go before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and ask him to forgive us, to repent for entertaining doubt. Repent to God for engaging in doubt. And ask him to show us how to walk stronger in faith. And not to be concerned with what the enemy is doing or what the enemy has. Because we know that only in a short time, only in a short time, that we will win. When we are on the Lord's side, are you listening to me? If we remain on the Lord's side, we will win. Revelation tells us. The battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. But we're going to win if we remain on his side. Glory to God. Faith and doubt cannot be together. They can. Not in a stable mind. They cannot be together in a stable mind. We must remember, yeah, doubt can take us far away. It can take us far away from God. But we have to remember to draw closer to God through faith, to believing, to trusting in him. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word. We thank you, God, for this word. We thank you for this opportunity that you have allowed us to study doubt, oh God, so that we will be able to stand, oh God, stand and trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday, and of course on Sunday, with God Favored Ministry with Pastor Vivian George. Yes, we are just blessed and highly favored. We are highly favored. Yes, and we just want you to continuously to walk in the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can do this. Yeah. You can do this. Amen.